Hi, this is Anne Byers, and this is a short talk on how to calm yourself down when you're suddenly triggered. And it happens to everyone. You know, sometimes you get up in the morning, you're feeling really good, and then your partner or someone else does something or says something that totally triggers you. This happened to me with my husband, and I was sharing a story that was really important to me, and as I got to the most crucial part, I looked at him and noticed he'd actually switched off and turned his attention onto the phone. And that was enough to really press my buttons, and I just had this total meltdown and reaction that was over the top for what had actually happened. But at the time it was irrelevant because I was in the zone, I was in the reaction, and nothing else could stop me. So when you're totally triggered like that, here's a few points that you might be able to do to help calm yourself down so that you can help it stop from becoming overwhelming and not as toxic as what it could develop into. So first is focus on your breath. Fully exhale. And then breathe in through your nose, counting for about 4 seconds. Hold this breath for 6 seconds. And then exhale through the mouth to the count of 7 to 8 seconds. Let the exhale fall without effort. Repeat this pattern of breathing for a minimum of 8 to 10 times, or until you feel more relaxed and less triggered. If you can't hold the breath for as long or breathe out for as long, that's fine, whatever works for you. The main thing is really focusing on the breath and allowing yourself to relax into it. Step 2, as you focus on the breath, tune into your body. What are the sensations and emotions you feel in your body? Notice them. Breathe and let them pass through, relaxing and letting the exhale fall. By doing this, this helps bring awareness back to your body and out of your thoughts and triggered reactions. Step 3. Set the pause button to give yourself time. If you are too charged to stay in the room because you know you will do or say something you will regret later, make an excuse to leave. And it'd be a good idea to decide now what will work for you in your life, so that when you get triggered, you already have the idea in your head. So here's some oldies, some goodies, but there's plenty of other ideas I'm sure you could think of. So a really obvious one, but easy to do, is make an excuse and go to the loo. 2, leave and find somewhere away from him to take a second, just to breathe, to be aware of your body and to calm down. Another, go outside or go for a walk. But if you're really struggling and you can't leave the space you're in, take your phone and use an app or a game if you need help to focus from your triggered thoughts and the breath and the other ideas aren't helping. Just to give you time to settle down. If and when you get past, he's a total idiot and it's all his fault and why do I bother? Step 4, check in with yourself. What is this emotion you are feeling? Are you feeling worried, angry, sad, lonely or alone? Next, what are you telling yourself? Oh, I'm boring. I'm not enough. I don't feel safe. I'm not attractive enough. Or maybe he's not good enough for me. Or I'm too attractive, or I'm too intelligent for him. Just check to see what story you're actually telling yourself. Next, ask yourself, is it actually about what just happened? Or has it taken me back to a past, or you back to a past memory or worry about the future? My reaction to my husband's response stemmed from a childhood memory. Where is the source of your emotional reaction coming from? Is it from the past or fears about the future? Just be curious. Step 5. Can you see the humour in it? Step back and replay what just happened. Would you then think, really? Who was that person who just lost it? How funny, I don't usually see this part of me. Step 6. Smile. Wow, that was an interesting moment. I didn't see that coming. That's okay. I can work on this. I have my good days and not so good days. I find a sense of humour, patience with myself, and remembering that everyone gets triggered helps settle my reaction. It's how we choose to respond to these rising emotions that is the game changer. I hope this helps. Thank you. This is Anne Byers from Beyond Words Holistic Counselling.